Telemundo has launched a new initiative aimed at encouraging its viewers to register and vote in this year's elections. Decisión 2020 will be spread across the network's broadcast and digital platforms. And with me to talk about what it'll entail is José Díaz-Balart, anchor of Noticias Telemundo, as well as NBC Nightly News Saturday. And José, what was the impetus for doing this?
That's a great question, Mark. And it's more than just a program. It's actually a company-wide effort that is really keyed on serving the Latino community in the United States by helping educate our community about the importance of voting. And, you know, this is the first time in history that the Latino community is the largest minority able to vote. And we're talking about 32 million Latinos that could indeed vote this November. So it's a company-wide effort that is being spread through our nightly news, our morning program, our afternoon program. There's going to be a new 11:35 p.m. national news program debuting soon. But there's also our digital platforms, which are incredibly strong. And it's really a multi-layered, multi-faceted program to educate our community on the importance of participating in the democratic process.
So you mentioned the new newscast and using the digital platforms and interweaving other pieces on the existing platforms. What will viewers notice? What will be different once you really get rolling in here?
Well, on digital, for example, Telemundo stations, we totally redesigned the websites. And they'll have, you know, easy-to-use tools for anybody who wants to learn about local candidates, races, primary election dates, you know, voter registration deadlines, regional polling data, and of course, national polling data. That's on the digital side. And then on our on-air broadcasts, we're really, and I could probably tell you that this really started last year. I mean, Telemundo was the one of the three networks that put on the first Democratic presidential debate.
Right.
And I was privileged to be one of the moderators that night.
How do you measure if this is working? I mean, is this the kind of thing where you have to wait until November to see if people actually show up to the polls to see if you've done your job?
That's a great question. I think that we have to look if we're doing our job every single day well enough. And we certainly think about it as a daily endeavor. But just to look at the numbers, I mean, you know, Latinos make up 13% of the possibility of eligible to vote. And we're talking 32 million Latinos will be eligible to vote this year. So how do we see success? Well, we see success in Latinos becoming larger part of the national discourse and also on election day. But it's also election days. We have the opportunity to see the growth of the Latino participation in the electoral process from now until the 3rd of November, almost on a weekly basis.
Will this effort look different in different places? I mean, will viewers or website users, for example, in Florida or New York or Arizona see different content? I mean, you kind of touched on this a little bit in terms of local races, but I mean, obviously the Hispanic communities are different in different places.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not one monolithic group other than the fact that they share a background in Spanish and from different Spanish-speaking countries, although, you know, there are many Brazilians in the United States. But for example, looking at Arizona, for example, you know, we have, you know, local stations in Phoenix and in Tucson, and, you know, they do Noticiero Telemundo Arizona every day. And the product and how we inform the community there is very much geared towards political coverage and commentary of local and state races. And as I said, I mean, there's also an opportunity for them, as they need to become more educated about the national race. And also, I got to tell you, Mark, you know, the census is coming up this year.
Right.
That's something that is so important. It's all part of Poder en Ti, the power is in you, which is, you know, we're going to have voter registration events with national and local partners and also education on the census and the importance of participating in the census.
How concerned are you and how concerned are your colleagues about walking what seems like a very fine line between encouraging people to register and to vote without drifting into that sort of squishy area of advocacy on one side or the other?
Oh, Mark, what a great question. I think about that often, and it really is incumbent upon us to do our job. And our job is not to tell people how to think, but rather help them make the decision they need to make on their own. And so the mantra of our news broadcast and our network is las cosas como son, the things as they are. Not, Mark, things as I want you to think they should be, or, you know, we've got to tell you how to think. It's, we tell you things as they are. And the more information that we give our community, the better they will be able to make their own decisions.
This community has been one that in Arizona, and I suspect elsewhere, for many, many years, there has been talk of this will be the election when the Latino vote really shows up. This will be the year when Hispanic voters really make their voices heard. Based on your reporting and based on conversations you've had with folks in the community, do you get the sense that this year will actually be the year when this happens to some degree?
I always fear answering that question with certainty because the only thing I'm certain about is uncertainty. After the last presidential election, I think that anybody who says that they knew that this was going to turn out this way, well, they must have been fortune tellers that I want to buy a lottery ticket from. But I think that all indications are that as our community grows and as we mature and as we continue participating because we are part of the fabric of American society. And so the importance of participating is something that we as a community haven't been too good at. And so I think that we will see certainly a growth. I mean, 32 million possible new voters could have a massive impact on elections, and not just national, but also obviously, you know, statewide. And so it is incumbent upon us all as Americans to participate and to be a part of this system. It's never been more important to be a part of this political process. And so I have hope and I am an optimist. And I think that efforts like Decision 2020 that Noticias Telemundo and Telemundo as an entire network is a part of will help move the needle. I certainly hope so.
All right. That is Jose Diaz-Balart. He is, among other things, anchor of Noticias Telemundo. Jose, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Pleasure's mine, Mark. Thank you.